Wow, well, what a day. I'm just walking to the park with Poppy now, and it's beautifully sunny in Hackney. Really nice. I'm kind of booing because I'm a bit anxious, to be honest with you. I've been a bit freaked the past few days because I tried to cut Poppy's nails and she didn't like it at all. I got two of them done and then she escaped and basically wouldn't come near me for 2.5 days or so. Just kept running away whenever I came near her, which really bothered me because we're so close and you know she's always right by my side. So it was a real, sounds petty saying it here, it was really not very enjoyable. It was upsetting. Just going to the park, as I say, got the ball in my pocket to throw for plenty of treats. I have been in the house for days, I just haven't been out all weekend. Once I get that anxious, my agoraphobia gets magnified and today I'm taking things easy. I've had lots of sleep. I've checked a bit of news, not news, social media banter, and feeling kind of alright actually, pretty good, and then the day's very beautiful, so that's adding another layer of good. So all in all, I'm really looking forward to getting to the park. I'm sure I had something more relevant to say, to be quite honest with you. No, I don't. I was kind of trying to distract myself by booing because of this walk. We're nearly at the park now. I might just keep talking. Switch off now. I'm not going to say anything of any interest. I'm just going to carry on rambling as I walk through Hackney, down Hackney Downs, past the Mossbourne Community Academy, which is one of the specialist academy schools in London that were developed recently. I think this one's sports focused. Right opposite Hackney Downs, they've got plenty of sports fields. Another one next door to where I live, just a bit further down, is medical and science focused. Just normal schools, but they're funded by companies with an agenda, I guess. I guess companies like Glaxo and that kind of thing would be involved in the science based one, and I don't know, Nike and the other one. I don't know how I feel about sending my kids to a school sponsored by Nike, but that's another conversation, I think. Right, here we are in the park. Let's see if Poppy's going to sit for me easily. She's pulling a little bit, but that's only to be expected. Poppy, good girl, let's sit. That's a good girl. Wait there. Calm. Wait, wait. There's two leads, darling. Sit. Good girl, go on, go on. And she's off. Oh, found a stick. Running with the stick. Well, she's got two sticks in her mouth. She's so cute. I know what I was going to say. This was the reason why I did the boo, apart from the anxiety. I had my nephews over yesterday, who I haven't... one of them I've never even seen. He was born at Christmas. And... you know, I wasn't really on the cards me going. Well, anyway, that's just me. So they came to us, and it was really nice, really, really nice. Got to see Jake, my little 2-year-old nephew, and obviously the newborn Rufus. We had a nice roast dinner, Claude cooked. My sister was on good form. It was really nice for me, you know, I haven't had a lot of real life company for a while, and I didn't get massively done in by it or anything, and I normally I would have done till recently, so I'm just optimistic, you know, all things like that make me feel optimistic about the future. This move's good, this move's clearing my head. The idea that we're leaving London, there's nice things like we don't have to sell a house yet, so we're just renting it there, And we're not really planning on taking a hell of a lot of stuff initially, just settling in, coming back and sorting out, or getting a removal company, because the clothes company will pay for that to bring all our stuff up for us. Yeah, that's nice and low stress and kind of fits, because whilst we're renting, we also don't want to rent for that long, because we want to start getting on with our project, which is hopefully buying a plot of land and building a modular house. I'm thinking of open sourcing the design of it and making a website where people can basically just go on and have it backed up to a sort of server repository, and anyone will be able to go on and make changes to the design and save their version. I don't know, it's just a little idea I had for a website for anyone, actually, but I'm going to be the pioneer of it. Now I'm running out of things to say. I kind of need to keep talking, sorry, I'm just... Let me stop walking for a second. Jesus, that's better. There's no rational reason for me to be so anxious, but that's the whole thing, you know. I'm in the middle of a football field now. There's nobody else on the football field. There's a lady with a dog about 200 metres away. There's a chap walking along, listening to music and bopping along to it. There's a mother and a child, and they're all at least half a football pitch away from me. And still I'm walking around feeling anxious, so... Bearing in mind, all Poppy wants to do is run, and she's doing that very well in circles. I'm standing here and just taking a moment to just appreciate that it's a beautiful day. The park is beautiful. They're developing the children's play area at the minute, so there's quite a surreal contrast between a very well kept, nice space and a load of fluorescent jackets and JCBs. But on a day like today, if you don't stop, which it's easy to do in London, if you don't stop and look around, you don't see the little things, you know. You don't see the plane taking people on some exciting trip, or the tower block that usually looks drab, but has now had new windows and is shining in the sun and is looking like a fine piece of classic 60s architecture. Yeah, what's funny as well is that, not funny, but yeah, I'm standing here. The school I talked about earlier, the academy, is a very modernist, very bright-coloured, Bauhausian design. It's got a big yellow side to it and blue roof and a red wing. And it's usually the most stunningly colourful thing in the park. But because the sun's shining in a different direction today, instead the trees and the grass and the brickwork of the houses nearby and the whiteboards of the basketball courts, they're the stunning things in the park. And, just noticing a very small thing like that, it reminds me of what my job is over the next 18 months. I start this course of therapy. Intensive 18-month course. Whatever that brings, it's only going to be for the good. And my job is to remember every time I start to get myself into a stress that there's nothing to stress about. Nothing to stress about that can be changed by stressing anyway. I'm capable of remembering that, but I have to be calm to do it, you know. Anyway, this is really... I've logged how I'm feeling, so my diary purpose is complete. I've bored you if you've got to this stage. My apologies. As I've said before, it's a... Oh, Poppy, where did you find a sock from? No, it's not another Teletubby. Oh, there's a really strange thing going on. It's the second Teletubby we've found in the park in the last... Well, however long. Leave it, Poppy. Leave it. There's absolutely no chance she's leaving that. Oh well, yeah. Have a good day. I must just say, it's joyous to feel so calm as I do after the way I left the house and how I felt when I started doing this boo. 10 minutes calm down, that's not bad.